We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
FM News Talk 97.1. On demand audio.
What we see in this impeachment is a kangaroo court, and Chairman Schiff is acting like a malicious Captain Kangaroo.
I love that. A malicious Captain Kangaroo. That was Matt Gaetz, the congressman. Stacey Washington. Stacey on the right joining us this morning. How are you?
You know, I'm just waiting on somebody to have a vote. Come on, let's do this.
Bring it. That's basically what the White House did yesterday. They threw the gauntlet down with this letter. If you haven't read it, go download it. It's available in a bunch of places, and they really spell it out.
What I love is when somebody who's being attacked, either warranted or unwarranted, just says, you know what? If this is the game you want to play, if this is the table you set, let's sit down. Let's do this thing.
Right.
And that's what the president is doing here. He's laying out to the American people that there's a way to do things. And this is unprecedented to have the majority running a so-called impeachment inquiry without taking a vote, without allowing the other side to defend themselves, without allowing the president or his attorneys to subpoena people, without allowing the Republicans in Congress to exert due diligence by actually reaching out to people and interviewing them. It's crazy. Why don't we have people marching by the thousands down in Washington, D.C., or demanding by the thousands by phone call and email that their representatives play fair here?
You know, Stacey, I think we're in a little bit of a danger zone here because the left, of course, controls the main portions of the media. There are a few national outlets that they don't completely control yet. What they're able to do is turn public opinion. They're able to now, all the 24-hour news channels touted the poll showing a majority of Americans support an impeachment inquiry. They have the ability to manipulate voters, low information voters, I should say, is the term I was looking for there. I think it's a dangerous time because you and I, we understand the facts. We try to explain them to people, but there are a lot of people out there who seem to think that, well, there must be something here.
Well, so I saw that poll too. Ipsos tip poll, they did it before a few months ago. They're doing it now. What's interesting about that poll that they're leaving off, it's like people who quote the first part of a scripture and leave the second part off about obedience. It's hilarious to watch these people. Mark, that poll also said that Americans at an even higher percentage support an investigation or inquiry into Hunter Biden and his dealings with the Ukrainians. So I don't think Americans are saying impeach him. They're saying, oh, so you want to investigate the phone call. Okay, tell me more. Most Americans, when you get away from the hard left, 22%, the loudest activists on the left, and you just bump into or meet up with a regular person who happens to vote for the Democrats, you're going to find that that person is saying, look, if he did something wrong, then he should definitely, you know, go under an inquiry and they should vote. But most people don't know they haven't voted, first of all. Second of all, they don't understand that by not voting, they can continue this kangaroo court type circus atmosphere in perpetuity, just dragging the president down in the public's eyes without actually accusing him or putting him through a process that would exonerate him. And the other thing I think is super important is when we look at the other half of this, let's not forget that every single thing that the Trump kids have ever done in their entire lives, going back to kindergarten, and they had two front teeth missing, has been examined for any sign of corruption or nepotism. Meanwhile, on the Democrat side, you have Hunter Biden and Pelosi Jr. and so many others who have profited. I mean, look at Hillary Clinton. Her daughter, Chelsea, earned $650,000 working for, it was NBC.
Yeah.
She filed one story the entire time she worked there and made $650,000. I mean, But that's not, you know, you can't say nepotism because Hillary never worked there, and neither did her husband. But the point is, Chelsea Clinton would never have gotten a job there. We all know how hard it is to get a job on television, how hard it is to get a job at that level where you're on national television. She got a job and did nothing and got paid for it, and she got to put it on her resume. Where is the outrage about that? And it's not that I care that she made $650,000 or that her family name gets her privileges that I don't have. The point is that it's a double standard. Ivanka is supposed to be some kind of a demon because she has all of that fantastic education and calculate million-dollar sums in her head, and was a wealth advisor. Everyone hates her, oh, because she's tall and thin and beautiful. They hate her. But for Chelsea Clinton, not a peep. So Hunter Biden actually was involved in, not green energy, Mark, but fossil fuel energy.
Yes, right.
Over in Ukraine. He doesn't speak Ukrainian. So, I mean, yeah, the American people want to know about that, too. That's the point I'm trying to make here. Just don't. I'm fine with them having, if they want to actually launch an impeachment inquiry, you know, less than 12 months out of an election, Mark, against a sitting president who has a 75% chance of winning just based on the fact that he's an incumbent and the economy is roaring, by all means, have at it, but vote first.
Yeah. Just not asking questions is not enough to let Joe Biden off the hook just because he didn't ask. By the way, Hunter, I know you're riding with me on the plane to China. What are you going to do while you're there? Don't worry about it, Dad. I'm just going to have a couple business meetings and we'll get back on the plane and head home. Okay, son. Thank you. I mean, it's just not a good enough excuse. I agree completely.
Well, and here's the other thing. Wouldn't we all love to think that, you know, if our parents were doing something amazing, like, I don't know, being the Vice President of America, and we were on Air Force Two flying to a foreign nation, but at some point we wouldn't be called into the main cabin or wherever the big wig sits to kind of talk about what we're going to do there. Oh, Mom, I'm touring. I'm hanging out with some Chinese nationals that I've made friends with in my Bible study pen pal group. You know, I mean, come on. We're talking about the Bidens. They weren't landing there without everyone who's important in China knowing they were coming. And again, Mark, I hate to be the, you know, the, like, come on. There's the Ukraine. And there's China. Now there's two countries, two huge players on the international scene, two countries that have very different orientations to us. The Chinese are equals, if you will. The Ukrainians need us badly. They need our money, our tax dollars, and our military aid. What was Hunter Biden's connector to those two nations and the powerful people in those two countries?
Hmm.
You would think that his dad would have wanted to know. I know I can tell you, I could be going somewhere and mention it to my family in the group chat, and I get all kinds of questions. Oh, what are you going to do in D.C. this time? Are we having dinner? What's going on? Or what are you coming down for this time? These are regular people, my family, so if they're asking me, you know his dad asked him. I mean, it defies common sense.
Well, of course it does, and everybody knows what went down there. The thing about it is the Chinese are not going to cooperate with any investigation into the Bidens because they're done dealing with Donald Trump. They don't want to deal with somebody who's going to stand up to them. They want somebody who's going to bend over just like we have for the past 30 years to the Chinese.
And that's the saddest part about all of this. So if we had regular news, if we had news that just said, look, you know, we don't have to love this guy, but we need to report because this is who we are. We are the fourth estate. Then all Americans would know that as badly as they want to hate on the tariffs, they have had an impact. China is literally reeling. Their economy is down by a ton. And ours is roaring. So look at the comparison. Look at what the president promised. And then look at the results. And that's all I ask people to do. You never have to love Donald Trump for me to respect your viewpoint. It's that you actually take in all of the facts about what he said as president, not just the, you know, grab him comments or the things you don't like that he tweets, but the actual quantifiable, reportable data on what he has done as president and how the lives of Americans have improved.
Yes.
My favorite is that median income, Mark, the median income for Americans. It was $55,000 for a family of four back when Obama was president. It's $68,000 now. Are you telling me that has nothing to do with President Trump's tax reform and regulatory actions? Get out of here if that's where you're going.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great point. Stacey on the right.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.